leader of Iraq's Kurdish minority has given a qualified endorsement to the United Nations resolution on the future of Iraq. Earlier this week, Kurdish groups were threatening to boycott Iraq's new government because of what that resolution does not say. They're not satisfied that the UN deal guarantees the autonomy that Kurds have enjoyed since the Gulf War in 1991. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Kurdish city of Sulaymaniyah. And Ivan, what are the Kurds saying about the new government in Baghdad?
Well, Jalal Talabani, one of the top leaders here, has welcomed a mention of federalism for the future of Iraq with some regrets from the Kurds. Now, the top Kurdish leadership left Baghdad en masse this week. They came back to their stronghold up here in northern Iraq, Iraqi Kurdistan, they call it. They held a meeting yesterday between the two ruling factions to discuss the future relationship with Baghdad. There's been a lot of harsh Kurdish criticism of the political process in Baghdad, including threats to prevent Iraqi central government officials from entering this region in the north. And now the leadership is being remarkably closed-mouthed. They are avoiding comment, and they seem to be leaving the ball now in the court of the U.S. and the new Iraqi government in Baghdad to see just how they'll respond to their ultimatum.
So one Kurdish leader has somewhat approved of this U.N. resolution, but Kurds in general say they're very unhappy. Why has the resolution made them so unhappy?
Well, there's been popular discontent building here for some time, and they're afraid that their autonomy as a federal unit of Iraq was not endorsed by the international community. In fact, they think they've been sold out by the U.S. and the U.N., which they claim has been trying to appease Ayatollah Sistani, who's the leader of Iraq's Shia Arab majority. The Kurds are angry that top positions in the new Iraqi government went to Arabs, and they're really afraid that the Arabs will also try to do away with an interim constitution that was signed last March that gave Kurds veto power over future laws and that they say would protect the autonomy they've won over the past 13 years. The Kurds say they will not become second-class citizens of Iraq again, and they say they will not allow a repeat of the situation that led to the genocide of the Kurds at the hands of an Arab-dominated government in Baghdad under Saddam Hussein.
Is it fair to say that right now the Kurds are actually in better condition than much of the rest of the country when it comes to security or economic growth?
Absolutely. You see none of the daily violence up here in Iraqi Kurdistan. You cross this invisible line where the Kurdish Peshmerga militias are in control. The factions here have maintained authority since the war. And in fact, business is booming up here in the north. There's construction everywhere, roads being built. At the same time, there has been tension building between Arabs and Kurds. Arabs are not really welcome up here before. I've seen them have to be registered at local police stations. The Kurds say they don't feel safe moving south, that they say they are harassed by Iraqi police in turbulent cities like Mosul. And the Kurds are quick to point out that no American soldiers have been killed up here in Iraqi Kurdistan since the war, and they say they should be rewarded for their good behavior.
That's NPR's Ivan Watson in the northern Iraqi city of Sulaymaniyah.